Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, February 22nd, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. Google today announced that it has disabled Gemini's image generation of people while it tweaks the AI model so that it generates more historically accurate results. This news comes a day after the company apologized for missing the mark after Gemini generated racially diverse Nazi-era German soldiers and depicted specifically white historical figures like U.S. founding fathers as people of color. We're aware that Gemini is offering inaccuracies in some historical image generation depictions, and we're working to fix this immediately, said Jack Krawczyk, Google Senior Director of Product. Microsoft and Intel announced that Microsoft will use Intel's 18A manufacturing technology to make a forthcoming chip designed in-house. The companies didn't identify the product at the event Wednesday when they made the announcement, but Microsoft recently announced plans for two homegrown chips, a computer processor, and artificial intelligence accelerator. We need a reliable supply of the most advanced, high-performance, and high-quality semiconductors, said Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella. That's why we're so excited to work with Intel. Match Group announced an enterprise agreement with OpenAI that includes over 1,000 enterprise licenses for the dating app giant and home to Tinder, Match, OkCupid, Hinge, and others. In a press release written with the help from ChatGPT, Match said that AI tech will be used to help employees with work-related tasks and come as part of Match's $20 million plus bet on AI in 2024. Match Group says it will begin using the AI tech, specifically ChatGPT-4, to aid with coding, design analysis, building templates, and other daily tasks. Indonesia's president signed into law this week a requirement that digital platforms pay media outlets that provide them with content. The regulation is set to take effect in 6 months, but Meta believes the law does not require it to pay news publishers for content they voluntarily post to its platforms. Following multiple rounds of consultations with the government, we understand Meta will not be required to pay for news content that publishers voluntarily post to our platforms, said Raphael Frankel, Meta's Director of Public Policy for Southeast Asia. Starting today, NVIDIA GeForce users can download the beta of the brand new NVIDIA app, which merges the control panel and GeForce experience into one, along with connections to other NVIDIA apps and features. The new user interface has been completely redesigned, and logging into an NVIDIA account to get updates is no longer required. The new app will allow users to modify game settings and driver settings in a single location or set a global profile for all games and apps. NVIDIA says it will eventually integrate all features from the NVIDIA control panel into this new app, including display and video settings. TikTok announced today that it is launching its Add to Music app feature in 163 new countries, first rolled out in the US and UK last November, followed by 19 additional countries a month later. The Add to Music app feature allows users to add songs playing on clips to music streaming services like Apple Music and Spotify. The Xiaomi 14 Ultra, with its impressive 1-inch camera sensor, has just launched in China. The phone features a variable aperture with 1,024 stops between f1.63 and f4. Prices start at 6,499 yuan, or around $904 for 12 gigabytes of RAM and 250 gigabytes of storage. There is also a 16 gigabyte of RAM and 1 terabyte of storage variant, which will set you back 7,799 yuan, or around $1,084. The special edition titanium model will retail for 8,799 yuan, or around $1,224. Xiaomi only shared Chinese release details, but an international launch should not be too far behind, as the phone will be debuted at Mobile World Congress, which starts Sunday. According to Nikkei Asia, Google plans to start producing Pixel smartphones in India next quarter. The company intends to diversify its supply chain away from China amid U.S.-China tensions while seeking to capitalize on the booming smartphone market in India. Google will begin manufacturing Pixel 8 Pro smartphones in the April-June quarter, followed by production of the Pixel 8 around the middle of 2024. And finally, if Google hadn't been telling you that a new look is coming soon to its logon page, you may not have noticed. The company is showing off the more modern look and feel to its new sign-in page, which looks mostly the same as the old one. The sign-in steps are all the same, except there is a light material design makeover that is now aligned horizontally to work better across many screen types, including large and wide screens like the ones found inside the Pixel Fold or on a Pixel tablet. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.